And it is Super Crosstalk time. By the way, I was supposed to mention Game of Games brought to you by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB. Give me a love boat.
Love boat!
I knew you were teeing it up, man.
Oh, my God.
So I'm watching the ESPN YouTube channel, and actually everybody's on it.
Yeah,
it's a four-box show. We've even got Cappy on there.
Wow.
Yeah, we're here. We're in the house.
Cappy does the YouTube from home?
Yeah, that's right. He's doing it. So, ethical question.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Yes.
So, my dad.
Yeah?
Who passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
He was pissed off for his entire life about a guy named Stan Lavelle.
Okay.
What was Stan Lavelle's deal?
So, in 1977, my dad went golfing with Stan Lavelle. Mm-hmm. My dad said, I want a cart to drive around in. Stan said, no, I'm not getting a cart. Then Stan rode around in my dad's cart for the rest of the day, the one that he paid for. And so even in the last year of his life, my dad was still bitching about Stan Lavelle, who didn't pay the $750 that it took to ride the golf cart. Now, was Stan Lavelle wrong by not chipping in, even though he said, I don't want a cart?
Yes, absolutely, I would say.
He should have chipped in.
Yeah.
My dad was right, right?
Yeah, I think your dad was
Momo,
right.
Momo, do you think my dad was right?
He was right in that moment, but not to hold a grudge for 40 years.
Oh, he held
years.
That grudge well, the, for 40 yes.
I mean,
years.
Come
my dad
on.
Was the, he was the ultimate grudge keeper. And Stan Lavelle, wherever you are, man, my dad just could not stand you.
Still
like
hates you.
Still hates you.
This is like a Seinfeld episode.
Cappy, what about you? Was he right?
No, Stan Lavelle was way out of bounds. How dare you say I don't want a cart. You walk. I got a cart. You didn't get a cart.
Yeah.
I drive.
Yep.
You walk.
It makes perfect sense. But the funniest thing is my dad was such a grudge keeper that even in 2015, he was still complaining about something that happened in 1977 that was the equivalent of $7.50.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of money back then, Mace.
Yeah, it was. And I'm a major grudge keeper.
Are
I hold
you?
Grudge. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you lost a friend. He texted someone that.
I did text Chris Morales. You lost a friend one time.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a grudge keeper.
You're not.
I mean, I think that I move forward and I don't forget what happened and I don't make the same mistake again with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think I won't deal with anyone. I think it's bad business.
Cappy, are you a grudge keeper?
I'm not, but the reason I'm not is because my grandmother, she was the worst when it came to keeping grudges. My grandfather's brother, so my grandparents had a little business together,
mm-hmm.
And my grandfather's brother once accused my grandmother of stealing money from the business.
Mm-hmm.
She proved to him that she did not. She was very offended, as you can imagine. 30-plus years later, I'll never forget, I swear to God, this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, me, and my grandfather walked into a restaurant in our tiny little town in upstate New York where mm-hmm. I grew up. And my uncle was sitting at another table by himself, all by himself.
Right.
And the three of us sat down at this table, and my uncle sat at the table right next to us. And I said to my grandparents, why don't we invite uncle to come sit down with us? And my grandfather's like, no, don't. And my grandmother was like, he's not going to join us. And my grandfather was so upset. I remember how upset he was. And I said, Grandma, what is wrong with you? This is like 35 years ago that he accused you of stealing a couple dollars from the ceramic shop that you guys had.
Ceramic break. Shop, yeah.
Right? And she's like, never. Over my dead body. Never. You know? And it was the worst thing to hold a grudge over, that a family couldn't come back. Couldn't even sit in a restaurant together.
Couldn't sit together, yeah.
So I try not to be a grudge holder.
Yeah, I'm a grudge holder. I can't help myself.
I am the same way.
Are you a grudge holder?
Yeah.
Taking names? I'm always taking names.
I have no problem admitting that either.
Yeah.
Like, if you cross me,
yep.
Like, there's very few people in my life who've actually done that. Like, we screw
right.
around here.
Yeah, nobody here necessarily
but,
holds any
like,
kind of grudge.
I'll give you an example. There was a guy, when I was working in Miami,
yep.
there was a guy who, like, the longtime GM, who
yeah.
was there for like 30 years retired.
Yep.
And this company I worked for brought in a corporate stooge, basically,
yeah.
to come in, and he just wanted to wreck the whole place, right?
Right.
And, like, so he's, like, messing with me as my contract was up. He's like, you know, I know you're doing mornings. You know, you've been doing it for a couple of years. And you do all right. You know, you win some, you lose some, you know. But, you know, you're more like a midday guy. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. So That guy, right. I end up going across the street to the competitor station. I do afternoon drive. I do really well.
Yeah.
I come here. I've been at ESPN. All this stuff has happened sure. 10 years later. I still know that guy's name.
Yeah.
I still, if I saw him across, like on yeah. fire, I wouldn't pee on him. How
yeah.
about that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We had yeah. a guy who was in management here. I won't say his name.
Right. I'll say the guy's name because he doesn't live here. Jeff Dinitz.
Okay.
Oh,
Jeff Dinitz.
Jeff Dinitz.
I will, if let me tell you something. If I see you, it's on.
Okay. So,
Dinitz!
Remember a while ago, years ago now, they yeah. fired John Ireland.
Oh, I know. Right. We've talked about this story. Yeah.
And the guy who was the general manager at that point said to me, you know, I like firing people.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, what an a-hole.
Who says really? That?
Bob wow. Kuntz.
Who was that guy?
There you go. He just said it.
What was his name?
Bob Kuntz.
I like oh, firing really? People.
Yeah. Terrible.
What a terrible Yucky. Thing to say.
Terrible thing to say.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
I don't know anybody who likes to fire
anybody. Because
I was
anybody. Like, it must be really hard. No, I
well,
like firing
I mean,
people.
We, there oh. is one person who likes to fire people and made a whole bit out of it, but you know.
Who's that?
Oh, whoa, that guy. He was the president.
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy.
But the,
yes. Yeah, that guy did.
But yeah, I'm with you. You know what? A good grudge every once in a while, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I have grudges.
I mean, your dad was right about Stan
My
Lavelle.
My dad was right about Stan
yeah.
Lavelle.
Yeah.
Wherever you
okay.
are, Stan.
Stanley.
Stanley Lavelle.
But I will say professionally, I've got a few grudges. I'm kind of with
you
on
go,
that, George.
We're taking
no,
it.
No, now that, now you refresh my memory, I had one guy. Yeah. I'll never forget this. This guy invited me out to lunch. He was taking over this radio station.
What's
I
his name? We're
at.
Taking names.
His name's Jack Evans.
Jack.
I have no problem
oh,
telling
I know
you his
Jack.
Name.
Jack Evans.
I
worked
no,
for Jack.
I have no problem telling you his name.
Yeah.
So Jack comes to this radio station. I only knew Jack a little bit. And mm-hmm. I right away sort of endorsed Jack to the entire crew. You know, I was like, hey, this is a really good move for our station. This would be great. He's got a lot of experience. This guy's been around it a long time. So a couple months later, you know, he's kind of gotten himself involved, and he's sort of looked at the lay of the land, and he says to me, hey, I'd like to have lunch with you. So mm-hmm. we go to have lunch, and he sits down with me, and the very first thing he says to me is this. He goes, Scott, I've never been at a radio station in my entire career where everybody hates one person.
Mm.
That's you.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I was like, wait
Damn.
A second. What? And my partner at the time, my partner looks at him and goes, brother, you got the wrong message from somebody. I don't know who you're talking to, but mm-hmm. this guy's the guy keeping the lights on around this place.
Wow.
And I would Dude. Never forgive that guy from that day going forward. I wouldn't work with him. If it was the last job on planet Earth, I would never work with this guy.
Wow.
Ever.
Now,
ever.
Is that why Sliwa didn't like you? I'm just joking, Scott. You're supposed to laugh at that.
Yeah, that's a joke.
No, now I've got a grudge against you, George.
There it is!
Oh,
3 hours grudge
nice.
Match
right.
coming up
nice.
Next.
It's Dinitz, me, and Sedano. Grudges and Evans.
Kuntz.
And Ryan Momo, Kuntz. Who's yours? Come on, Momo.
Name.
Reveal.
I want a name.
All right, let's
Momo.
Do it. Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah.
It's not even a like, I think I have forgiven him, but he's kind of like.
We'll decide that.
It yeah. was a comment, and I like, even now, I would feel fine if I saw him in the room. I'm not like you, where
no.
I wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
X.
So.
Yep. So you would pee on this guy if he were on fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I would. Yeah, I would definitely pee on him.
Yeah.
When I was coming up, I had I'm kind of a talker. If you haven't noticed, I
no,
yeah,
we
know.
Not a lot of dead
no.
air.
I like you
when
coming
I'm
in here because I don't got to no. do much.
Right? There's not a lot of dead
like
air on my
yeah,
phone.
Exactly.
Okay. So in certain professional settings, that is nice. In other professional settings, that might be slightly annoying.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a self-aware person.
Yes.
Okay. I know when it doesn't play. At a baseball spring training setting,
okay,
my ebullience, okay,
ebullience.
This is too big of a word.
Jeez.
My bubbliness or
yes.
my chattiness.
Your effervescence.
There
effervescence.
You go.
Yes.
Okay,
there you go.
Is maybe a little bit out of context.
And maybe
right?
it's like maybe it's like to him to this person it felt like an 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
on the
like
one to
like
10
shut
go.
The hell up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So Dodger spring training. This is like one of my first big assignments when
okay.
I'm coming up. I'm at the LA Daily News. I'm filling in for Tony
yeah.
Jackson, who was our Dodger writer. They had furloughs back then. So they were like, hey, when Tony's on furlough, you go out there.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that sucks. But okay, cool. Like
yeah.
that sounds exciting. So Tony kind of coached me up.
Yeah.
And I go out there and I was just like really excited.
Chatterbox.
And hyper.
Right,
chatterbox.
Right.
Okay. And
ebullience.
And also, you also know that I'm not, yeah.
Good word.
I know, it was a good word. And also, I'm not a morning person. So I did not do the thing where you get there and you try to beat everyone in there in the morning, like, oh, who gets there first? I was just more like, I'm going to get there when I get there, talk
right.
to everybody. And TJ Symers, who was the LA Times.
TJ!
Here's a guy who
could stir up some trouble.
That's a guy who held a grudge against me. Keep going.
Very
I'll tell you the story.
To my knowledge.
I had a very big grudge with TJ.
I'll tell you the story.
He held a grudge against me forever.
Hold on. Let Ramona finish
her story.
You guys wanted names. You guys wanted real things. Yeah. Okay. So I showed up one morning and, you know, it's probably like the third or fourth morning there. So by that point, I'm probably getting on everyone's nerves, right?
Yeah.
Probably like, shut up. Who's this chick who came in, right? So I show up and I'm like, hey, TJ, how's it going? Did the manager talk? I think it was Don Mattingly talk. And he goes, no, but, you know, I said, how you been? And he goes, well, some of us get here at 7:30. You know, like some of us get here early.
Yeah.
And I had gotten there. It was probably like 8:30 or something. Like he said it to make me feel really bad. Like I'm late and, you know, shut up. Like, don't try to copy me or get up, you know, get the update from me.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of like at that moment when I'm the new kid on the block trying to like learn stuff. And he would say stuff to like that to me. Like,
be a jerk to be a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Like trying to make me feel
bad. What's the name? TJ Symers?
Yeah. Everybody knows TJ. But it was like, it was really like, it really hurt my confidence and my feelings at the time because I was like the new kid trying to make friends.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, I'll say this. There's no need to do that to anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know what? We ended up being fine. Like, I don't care anymore.
Even if he did have an issue with you getting there at a certain time, there's the pull someone aside and just be like, hey, look, just so you know, it's probably best if you show up at X time or whatever. Yeah. Have that conversation in a normal, nice person's tone.
Well,
right.
Especially because if you remember, TJ at one time and his daughter had a radio show together.
I remember that.
And, you know, Ramona, it would have been a very fatherly, mentor-y kind of thing to say, hey, young lady, you know, maybe you should get here a little earlier. Let me tell you a quick story about TJ Symers.
Okay.
So many years ago,
By the way, you should mention TJ Symers, longtime columnist for the LA Times.
Really, he was like, and he was much better to me later. And he actually, like, I think he actually wanted to host a show together.
Okay, so let's let Happy finish the story.
Well, so we had a bet.
Yeah, no, we need mean stuff. Let's go.
Well, right. So we had
asking
a bet.
For you.
No, happy ending, Momo. Let's
no happy. Right. This one's not a happy ending because this guy, TJ Symers, says literally, wouldn't you talk about not peeing on somebody who's on fire? I'm on fire. He don't pee on me.
Wow.
No, he won't.
More urination.
Here's the deal. So we made a bet one day on the air, and the bet was that if I won, I got to write his column in the LA Times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
And if he won, he got to host my show for the day.
Okay.
He won. I couldn't even tell you what the bet was. He won. So him and his daughter get in their car. They drive from LA to San Diego, and they come walking into the studio. This is at, like, call it 7 a.m. We probably went on at 6. We were probably on from 6 to 10. He walks in at 7 a.m., and I say to everybody, I go, hey, well, that's it. Here comes TJ and his daughter. And the guy who was the station manager said, you guys are not going off the air. And I said, well, we lost the bet. And he said, well, we have another radio station down the hall, and you guys are going to go get on that radio station.
Really?
So they moved us down the hall to a different radio station, and we actually did our show. TJ was so angry with me that we did not go completely off the air, and we took our audience with us from one frequency to another.
Right.
So he, I swear to you guys, this is probably 2010-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's never, ever since spoken one word to me ever since then.
But it wasn't your fault. It was management.
It was management who did it.
I'm a worker here. I'm an employee. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Actually, I resolved my grudge with TJ at some point. I think TJ was at my house for a Christmas party.
What was your grudge about?
He wrote. It would always. I'd be a whipping boy in his column.
Really?
Yeah. He'd say, local radio host Steve Mason, blah blah blah, and I'm like, screw you.
And just take a shot. Take a shot.
Yeah. Just randomly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a situation where you'll understand this, Cappy, because you worked at the same station in New York. Opie and Anthony were doing afternoons, and I did mornings, and then Cappy did mornings, and they put Tom Likas on.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember Tom Likas?
Yeah, I do.
So they put him on nights after Opie and Anthony. And I'm telling you, you want to talk about a grudge. Opie and Anthony stayed and talked over Likas's show.
Whoa.
They basically Mystery Science Theatered the entire show three friggin' hours. So while Likas' show was airing, Opie and Anthony were also on the air ragging on and taking shots at and
the
ongoing commentary while it was running.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the world kind of exploded that. I know why those guys just blew up. They were just not complete. I mean,
although I'll tell you this. I mean, taking out all the stuff you just mentioned, it is a funny bit.
Oh, it was a great bit.
I mean, it's an incredible bit if you can
really
pull
funny.
It off.
Really
funny. Like, if you can jump on, like, a program and then literally do your own commentary.
Do your commentary on the program.
Oh, my God.
It's like doing the Manning
Mystery
Cast.
Mystery Science Theater, basically.
Tell you what, you want to know what wasn't a great bit? When they had people go into their general manager's office in the radio station and get down and dirty and got them fired.
Yeah,
that wasn't a great
good.
Bit.
That's not smart.
That was not good.
But that Mystery Science Theater bit is funny.
You know what?
We should do that to your show one day, me and Cappy.
Oh, I love that. And we'll do yours.
Right?
Oh, no,
I mean,
that's
like
a great bit.
On the YouTube.
No. We'll.
No. And then it can run on like a podcast or something.
Yeah. Oh, I think that'd be great.
It'd actually be funny.
You'd have
but
to
who
work
would do
twice
Travis
as long.
And Sliwa's show? Should all four of us do it together?
Yeah, all four of us, yeah. And just pile on Sliwa. Just pile on Sliwa.
But, you know, you'd have to, like, work double a show.
Right.
I mean, I'm good with that. This is not
it's
work.
It's only one day, yeah.
This is so cool. Not work.
Ireland may complain about that, though.
Yeah, Ireland
would.
Yeah,
4:12, Ireland's like, I got
to
go.
My in-laws were in town this week, and they, Juan showed them the video of me doing the pony, and they said, I can't believe you get paid for this.
Yeah.
And it is true.
Yeah.
All we do is screw around, and we're lucky enough to get paid for it. We have to deal with the Rams losing, though. Which has been a dark day.
It's tough for you, pal.
Really ugly.
They're not very good.
We'll see.
They're like a very average to above average team right
so
now.
We don't know who they are yet.
I really think
Hold
that
on.
This is where you're
half, half the league is 2-2. We don't know who they are yet.
Greg, some mythical money.
Got it. What are you doing?
Over or under 10 wins. 10 and a half wins. What was their over under in Vegas to start the season?
10.
It was 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Over under 10 wins still now, knowing what you know, they're 2-2.
2-2. 10 wins. 10 and 7.
Yeah,
I think they can go 10 and 7. I don't think they can be better than 10 and 7, but I think they
I
can
think
be 10 and 7.
That's their absolute max right now with this particular roster the way they're
But 10
playing.
And 7 gets you in the party.
That's a max, though. To me, that's a ceiling, so I will go under the 10.
9 and 8 probably makes the playoffs this year.
It could still make the playoffs, but I see them more as a 9 and 8 team than a 10 and 7 team.
How much are you putting?
I will put, go ahead, Mace. You pick. What are you putting on it? Because I won 10 off Mace.
He doesn't have that much money.
I only have $20,000
left. You only have $24,000
left. I have $24,000.
So what are you going to do on this? Over under the Rams. Part of the Ramley.
$4,000. Something small.
Whatever the hell you are now.
Yeah, $4,000 mythical dollars on the Rams winning more than...
$4,000?
I only have $24,000.
I mean, whose fault is that?
Okay, you know what?
It's meant to last for the next year.
How about this?
Wait, but how did you lose all that money?
I will give you some money.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot. I'll loan you some money.
No, we don't loan money. There's
the
no loaning of money.
I'm going to let you borrow 10 grand from me.
No, yeah, there's
but you
no
gotta,
borrowing.
But 25% interest.
You got to pay her back $12.50.
25% interest. That's great.
I'm a loan shark.
Nobody told me
I'm not keeping track of that. No.
If she loans you 10 at 25, then you got to give her back $12.50.
Yeah.
All right, now, Sedano, you can take control. Because I'm not trying to do all that.
I already told you what it is.
Yeah, you can do all that, but I'm not going to put that all
together. If you want to take her 10 grand, you gotta eventually pay her back $12.50 though.
Done.
All right.
It's not going. It's not a real bet.
So what is the over under 9.5?
10 we push.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
So you got 11. You win.
Yeah.
10 I win.
No.
I still get my interest.
It's 10.5. All right. 10 we push.
10 you push. You said it was 10.
Yeah, it is 10.
10 we push. So you want 11? You got 11. You win.
Oh no, they're not winning 11 games. George.
Okay, so you're not doing it.
No, they're not winning 11 games.
Momo, you got your money back.
I think max they're a 10-win team.
I love that we just did like a whole like gambling tutorial.
It really was.
That was pretty good.
We had a loan shark.
All I know is that I made 25% on doing nothing.
Bergman was so upset.
Oh yeah,
I did not want to do any of that work.
You don't want to do any extra work.
I mean, Bergman, for the love, you already learned how to do everything around here. Just
everything. That's what I told Barrett.
Well, I gave you, you know, because I'm not John Ireland, we stayed till 14 and a half.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call it.
That's it. You're
and
done,
you,
huh?
We just got.
I didn't even get to workshop my pirate boat thing for my kid. You know,
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Workshopping a pirate thing for
I
your
promised
kids.
Daniel a pirate boat. We were going to go to the pirate boat. There was one in Ventura. And then we just called today, and the boat sailed away in September. It's like a seasonal thing. So now I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
when were you
going to
go?
So the boat sailed away.
Maybe I need to ask
is he going to remind you?
Oh, he definitely knows. He's really excited about the pirate boat.
You got to tell him the boat.
Yeah, boat.
The boat went
off.
Yeah. But is there another boat?
Teach him about disappointment early.
Yeah. Get a parrot, stick it on his shoulder, and say you're a pirate.
Oh, it was hijacked by pirates.
Just get him a bird.
He has the cutest joke. I've taught him a joke, and he really nails it.
It's a Michael Thompson kind of joke.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
What is the pirate's favorite letter?
R.
R, but it should be the C.
Oy vey.
You get it?
Not terrible.
And my four-year-old just nails it every time.
Oh, boy. Tell you, ready for the so stage. Good. Ready for the stage. All right, that's it for us. We're back tomorrow on Ireland. Will be live from Vegas with us tomorrow. Coming up next for you, my very favorite show, the one I drive home listening to every day, Shedano and Cappy. Coming up next for you, see you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.
Stupidity.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bow, bow, bow. Bing,
bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing,
bing, bing,
boom, boom, boom. Second drum. Second drum solo.
Nice.
We haven't gotten that far in a long time. It's also because I'm in studio and I'm trying to kind of settle myself in.
Hey, I really liked your call of the USC-Arizona State game on Saturday night. I guess I was pretty surprised because on Friday what we were talking about was this game should be over at halftime, and then there's going to be a lot of other kids that get chances to play, and you need to go deep into the depth chart, and it really didn't quite go down like that, did it?
No, dude, it was crazy. I had no idea that they were going to be that close. But college football's strange like that, man. You can get one matchup that you think is a piece of cake, and then all of a sudden they've got athletes on the other side, man. That's still big-time football. I know everybody likes to poop on the Pac-12, but there's some really good athletes in that conference.
Hey, George, as we come onto the airwaves today, we also come onto the stream of YouTube here this afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this. When I checked in on YouTube, Momo and Mason had 185 people watching live at the end of their show.
Mm-hmm.
We are just getting on. I would like to see us be more in like the 500 range.
Well, it's going to be hard because people are driving home at this time, whereas they're you're still like in their offices during that show.
Okay, fair enough. So here's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's driving home who listens to the radio or listens on the
app. You want
app,
them to stream it through your YouTube.
What you can do is you
like
can listen.
Bluetooth, yeah.
Right. You can listen on YouTube. So while you're not watching necessarily, you can listen. Now,
I mean, if there's a police officer listening, we're not necessarily asking people to watch anything while they're driving. Just FYI.
I just want to say this. Number one, George, you are having a phenomenal hair day.
That's
number one.
Thank you.
Number two, I'm at home because I think I caught a cold this weekend.
I know what kind of cold you caught. It's called the Ohana strain.
Oh, dude. I was down at that Ohana Fest in Dana Point with probably 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Thinking to myself, oh, I'm getting sick for sure. I definitely caught some kind of a cold. But the other reason I'm home today and not in studio with you.
Yeah, the high holies.
Tonight, man. Tonight is it, dude. Tonight is when it all starts.
Well, and by the way, I'm offended that Chris decided to not stick around for Lit. Mostly because, he never sticks around anymore. There's that part of the equation, right? Like, he doesn't stick around for us anymore, even though it started here. Yeah. And he's disrespecting the high holies.
I mean, tonight is Yom Kippur. Like, when I get off the air tonight, I'm going right into a streamed service. This is the new version of Judaism, by the way, is you don't go to synagogue anymore. You stream the service on
like
your computer.
It. Yeah. It's very meta.
Then I'm going to have a little dinner with my daughter, and then I'm going into my fast. You know, you can't eat.
Well, I'm
going to
fast, too. I can fast with you.
Yeah, it would be wonderful if you would. Can't eat, can't drink, can't work.
When do I have to stop eating, though, real quick?
You should stop after dinner.
What time? I mean, well, I probably won't have dinner. Like, I might have, like, a snack or something, you know?
Well, sundown is technically when you're supposed to stop
eating.
I've had,
like, five tacos, like, in the back here from El Cholo.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Again.
Well, remember, that was the night that I had to stop on my way home.
Yeah, I remember.
At the Hilton.
Yeah.
And the games would end, and the Rams would go into the locker room, and McVay, you know how he always goes around, he does his game balls and everything. He says he would never start until Whitworth got into the locker room. When Whitworth gets in, that's when we start. So he was very much the leader.
Yeah, no, I just was I get the story part of it. I was just wondering why you specifically decided to stress that word in that particular fashion.
It needed to be stressed. It was critical. Okay. Critical word, Jordan.
I know. I'm just saying. That was just a very, it definitely stuck out, if that's what you were going for.
Whitworth is retired. Robert Woods is gone. Van Jefferson hasn't played. Right. Odell Beckham hasn't come back. And by the way.
Yeah.
You don't know that Odell Beckham's coming back to this team.
Do you want to know what the Rams' pass rush percentage, like pressure percentage, is so far this season?
Tell me what that is. Tell me.
9%. That means on 9% of their snaps on defense, they're getting pressure on the quarterback. That is second worst in the NFL right now. From a team that was last year, I mean, when their defense at the end of that season last year was out of control. Like, it was insane how good they were.
So you mentioned Von Miller's name. He's no longer here, and he was an important piece of that Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
And then, this is really remarkable, I got to throw Eric Weddle's name into it. Not because Eric Weddle was a part of the regular season, but what Eric Weddle did in the postseason.
Because he had a good beard?
Well, that, and think about this.
Weddle's beard.
Was he ever expected to really contribute?
No. He was like a throw-in, basically.
Yeah,
who
played in every single play in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So, look, you let one of your heart and soul guys go.
Yeah.
Your third receiver's hurt.
Yeah.
Odell brought swag. He's not back on the team.
Yeah.
Whitworth was the leader.
Yeah.
Von Miller's gone, and Eric Weddle's gone. Listen, they're not the team they were a year ago. Period. That's it.
And that's fine. And by the way, whoops, this damn microphone fell off. Mason's not kidding. This thing does go limp.
Somebody give it the blue pill. I see you got the blue
microphone cover that Lindsay got me. We were talking about the Rams. Yeah, through four games right now, they don't look like that. Now, could they make some crazy deals at the deadline like they did last year?
No.
You don't think they have the capital is what you're saying.
That, and I just don't think other teams are going to deal with them again. I think too many teams would look around and go, why would we do that with them?
Yeah, I could see that too. Although, if they got something you need and you want and you could extrapolate it, I mean, take it.
I mean, but it's such a rarity in the NFL.
No, it doesn't happen that often.
Trades,
it doesn't
happen
that often. It doesn't. I mean, it happened for them last year, and it just kind of like was the perfect storm. All right, we got a break.
We do?
Yeah.
Already?
And I got to talk about Tequila Mandala. And I got some Tequila Mandala for everybody in the hizzy.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Mucho apreciando.
I come drunk tomorrow. Sorry.
Yeah. And Lauda's going to take the one that you were probably going to get, Cappy. So, yeah.
I don't know. She told me I got the Reposado.
Yeah, that's the one he wanted, and Laura wanted the other one. I said, I'll take whatever you guys don't want.
Okay. Oh, so it all worked out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Cappy, how many bottles of Tequila Mandala have you gotten already? I've got like 17.
A lot, but I have zero currently. I don't have any. I'm out.
You've had more Tequila Mandala than anyone around here.
I am out of Tequila Mandala currently.
I love how, yes, you will get some apparently. It's on its way.
Nice.
And I've got a 4-pack because you know what? I needed to catch up at some point and get some. So I got it all. The Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, the Extra Añejo. And here's what you need to do. Get them as well. All right, and I know if you're in the Sedano and Cap community, you've been sending us the pictures of the different kinds and enjoying it and giving us a little salute and some cheers on the weekends particularly and maybe sometimes during the week. But it's to celebrate, man, family, friends. And look, this tequila company was founded by a couple of guys just like you, one from Jalisco, Mexico, and the other one right here in SoCal. Raised in Downey, my man. So anyhow, enjoy it. Have it with friends. Have it with family. Enjoy it with everyone, your internet family as well. Follow their journey on social media at Tequila Mandala and celebrate with Tequila Mandala today. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. So visit their website, tequilamandala.com, to find a store or a restaurant nearest you. And Tequila Mandala will tell you to do what we do and demand the extraordinary.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Thank God Pitbull showed up today because we know Chris didn't. Yeah. Sedano and Cap here on 17 ESPN. I do that now because I know he's listening.
on the train, and he's just Jenna's shaking her head. And somewhere he's muttering. He's muttering to himself right now under his breath.
You know what's really funny about the train is last Tuesday I took the train from Solana Beach in San Diego County up to Union Station. I got to San Juan Capistrano, and like the old part of San Juan Capistrano is like this cute little town, George. I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
No.
Just such an adorable little place. And I was on the train. I was like, oh my God, it's such a cute little town. I got to go there. Well, it turns out this past weekend, because I went to that Ohana Fest in Doheny State Beach, I went to San Juan Capistrano. I got to walk around there. The train is no longer running from San Diego to L.A. because in San Clemente, there were damage to the tracks on the cliffs by the Nixon Estate.
Yeah.
Dude, they told me that the train is going to be shut down for months.
Months?
Months.
Not phenomenal.
Not phenomenal, nor is it epic.
Actually, no, it is epic, but in a bad way.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Really
bad. Hey, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't realize you were Scott Almighty sometimes. Remember that movie, Bruce Almighty and then Evan Almighty and all those Almighties?
Yep.
Because you sent people to the YouTube channel, right? You're like, you know what? Get on there. Go listen to it on the YouTube channel and stream it in your car, blah, blah, blah. The second you said that, apparently the thing went, you know, like snow.
You
like,
crashed and burned the YouTube channel.
You crashed it.
Are we back up?
You broke it, Cap.
You broke it, bro.
But are we back up on YouTube or not?
Yeah, you are now.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
actually, what happened
but,
was...
But Lindsay will tell you the real story. It wasn't actually you.
They were using Carlo's iPad, and somebody FaceTimed him.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
That is the high level of production we're using here at 710 ESPN.
Well, let me tell you guys that,
if Carlo gets a FaceTime... yeah, kids, if you're listening now, this is the height of fame right here.
This is the big time.
This is the mountaintop.
Right, this is ESPN right here, ESPN.
Carlo,
right here.
Your marketing guy's FaceTime goes off, boom, you're off YouTube. Yeah.
But wait, but hold on, George, I can see you. I tell you, you're having a great hair day. I think I look like a hot piece of you-know-what. Now, I'm told that we should get another camera in the control room so everybody can enjoy
get the ladies.
Baseball.
Yeah.
But I'm told that Laura refuses to go on camera today because she says she hasn't slept in 3 days. And you know what that means, don't you?
Your girl hasn't washed her hair.
Oh, correct. No, I did. I did.
Oh,
I
the
did.
Girl has washed her hair?
I did, but it's in a hat because I don't want to do it.
Well, you had a hat on, so I thought that was the giveaway.
Oh, yeah. It says bad hair day.
That's it. Well, there you go. I didn't know that, but there you go.
Are we going to get a camera in the control room so everybody can be seen on camera or not?
I feel like
they don't have enough.
I mean, they have one right here, but I feel like if they have one on us, then they can see them behind us. So it's like, you know, then
yeah, because there's that other, they're in that little
catch
booth
them not working,
right,
you know?
Behind them. That's true.
Yeah. Just kidding, guys.
Yeah. So, Cappy, we're back. We're back on YouTube, just so you know.
Nice.
All right. Listen.
Yeah.
The Niners, on the flip side, we spent a lot of time talking about the Rams there.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, really bad.
Brutal.
The Niners? Man, they're going to be really dangerous the rest of the way, I think.
Well, if Deebo Samuel can do to other defenses what he did last night to the Rams defense.
Dude, you know what? How many touchdowns he has since the turn of the calendar in 2021 till right now, till today against the Rams in that stretch? Year and 9 months, basically.
Okay. And that's probably four games because they played two games last year plus the playoff game, the NFC Championship game.
How many touchdowns does he have in that stretch?
I'll say seven.
No, a little high. Five. That's still a lot.
Yeah.
like think about that.
Well, the way you were selling it, I kind of thought, like, geez, man, he's got to have at least one in each game. There's four.
Dude, do you know how hard it is to get five touchdowns off the same team? Like, that's hard.
I mean, did you see the way last night nobody could tackle him?
He's a beast.
Including Jalen Ramsey. And look, I'm not like calling out Jalen Ramsey like as if he's not good or something, but, you know, you're a superstar player. I hear Susie Colber in the pregame. The thing about the Rams defense is they have Hall of Famers at all three levels. You know, they've got a defensive lineman who's a surefire Hall of Famer. They've got a linebacker who's had an amazing career, and they've got a guy in the defensive secondary that's a Hall of Famer. I'm like, Jalen Ramsey a Hall of Famer today? Like, today. Like, he retires today. He's a Hall of Famer. Really? Like, it's a little bit of exaggeration, perhaps.
He might be.
I don't know.
Statistically, he has been incredible at that position over a stretch of his career.
Look, all I'm saying is that it's not Jalen Ramsey's fault. It's everybody's fault. Everybody on that defense, especially if you had your hands on that guy. Come on, man. You got to slow him down and wait for the pack to show up and get him on the ground. You can't be having a guy pinballing for a 60-yard touchdown like that. That's brutal.
It was incredible. I was in the car when that happened. I was listening to our boy Kevin Harlan call that call. Wow. Just insane.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Did you happen to see the situation that happened between the two linebackers on the sideline? Did you happen to see that part of the game?
I did. I watched. I was already home by then, yeah.
Do you know who Tack McKinley is?
I mean, I don't know. No, not really. But, yeah. I mean, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Right. So I had to look this up yesterday. The Rams had just pretty much signed this guy.
Yeah.
And he was a former first-round draft choice out of UCLA.
Right.
To the Atlanta Falcons. Played for Raheem Morris down there, so there's some familiarity. But, bro, you just got to this team, and you're going to fight with a starting player on your defense on the sideline? Bro, check yourself, dude. You hear that, George?
Do you hear the way
I told him that?
Wait. Are you, like, auditioning for, like, Jim Rome today? Like, what is happening here?
Dude, you got to check yourself, bro.
He's playing it up for the cameras.
Oh, my God. You are totally doing the Jim Rome show here.
I am.
What the hell were you doing there?
Dude, you got to check yourself, dude. Come on.
You literally laid a rant down.
I did.
Like if you were Romy. Like you're the pimp in the box.
I am right
what
now.
What the hell was that?
Hey,
that is not the show
McKinley.
We do.
He even wrote it. He even
check
wrote
yourself.
It on the rundown.
You did
Tack McKinley needs to check himself. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
He does need to check himself. Before he wrecks himself.
Now that's our show.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself,
that,
dog.
Now that's the show that
I
we
mean,
do.
Come on, man. Like, what kind of guy just shows up to a team and then he's going to have a fight with another player on the team, on the sideline?
No, yes. What you're saying is not unreasonable. I just am laughing at the way you delivered it.
I mean, check yourself, bro.
What you said is totally reasonable, but you morphing into Jim Rome the last, like, 2.5 minutes was the highlight of my day, and I want to thank you for
You're
that.
You're very welcome.
Oh
you are
my
very
God.
Welcome.
Did you know what you were doing?
I did not. I did not know that I was bringing Romy into my whole world here.
You were just channeling. You were just so hot about Tack McKinley.
God, it pisses me off.
Well, now you know what you get when you tune into Cap on Jim Rome.
Right, when I host Jim Rome, that's what you get, the poor man's version. I mean the broke man's version.
You literally had to get off your chest so bad. Like
God, it pisses me off.
You channeled Jim Rome. I love it.
It really irritates me, man.
Oh, my God, I'm lightheaded. I swear to God.
Because let me tell you something. Listen, here's the thing.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Here's the thing about the Rams. They can't run.
By the way, man.
Yeah, yeah.
This show has been hilarious the first 30 minutes of this show.
Oh, don't worry. It's going to get better. Yeah. It's going to get better as the day goes on.
Yeah.
And y'all going to be able to hear it on the podcast.
Why not?
Why? What happened to the podcast?
I forgot to roll in the back because, you know, our stuff don't work here.
Oh, come on.
So we just gave them comedy gold for 30 minutes, and they got and the podcast people
like
got nothing.
10 minutes.
Well, maybe we could pull the audio from YouTube stream. I'm sure.
That's not a bad call.
Figure it out.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, this is like was such a bummer now.
Ask Bergman.
Don't worry, we could do that.
Was that why Bergman was in here looking terrified?
Yeah, he was yelling.
He looked terrified when I saw him. And
I thought he was yelling at me.
I thought he was looking terrified because he heard Cappy and I yelling and laughing and screaming and giggling.
No.
And I was like, that must be foreign to him because of the show he produces.
Oh, my gosh.
The natural laughter and loving conversation that goes on.
Absolutely not. He was yelling at me.
Okay.
You know, I admit when I mess up.
You didn't admit when you messed up. You said that the equipment doesn't work.
Yeah, because it doesn't work, so we got to go run it in the back, and I didn't run it in the back.
Oh, it's okay. We can pull it from the YouTube stream.
We'll figure it out. All right. All right, coming up next,
dude, that
Cappy?
Dude needs to check himself, bro.
Okay, yes, we get it. Tack McKinley needs to check himself.
Check yourself, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I get it.
Wait, now there's Laura on YouTube.
Yeah, if I scare y'all, I give y'all a warning.
What do you got in your mouth, girl?
Nothing.
Yellow?
Nada.
Ice, probably ice.
Candy?
No.
What?
I don't have candy.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I have an accent all of a sudden.
No.
Chews on ice.
Yeah.
Please. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Cappy, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Not just because you channeled Jim Rome.
Oh, I didn't know what you were proud
because
of.
Because you actually, we have turned you into an honest man. And I'll explain what that means coming up next. Go ahead, Cappy. Give it to him one more time.
Phenomenal.
Tack McKinley.
Check yourself, dog. Check yourself, bro. Fighting with another player on the team on the sideline when you just got to the Rams. Freaking for real, dog.
What is up? The pimp in the box. Talking Tack McKinley. Rack him.
In the meantime, I'm on the YouTube right now We got me and Sedano. We got Laura and Lindsay Baseball. The entire Mishbucha can be seen on YouTube. So when I said earlier today that Mason had 185 people watching live at the end of the show, I want to get to 500 people watching live here this afternoon.
Right, I know, but you're going to make people try to wreck themselves in their car, potentially.
Well, I don't want anybody to wreck themselves, but one guy got to check himself.
Yeah, well, Steve Mason said the last 30 minutes should be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, I agree.
There you go.
I concur. Steve Mason got good ears.
So we made you an honest man, Cappy.
How so?
You were watching Lakers preseason basketball yesterday.
Oh, don't even start with me, will you? Leave me alone.
Yeah, you did.
Leave me alone, will
you? You did it.
I am
humiliated. The way, no one and everyone in this room can attest to this. No one texted anything about the Lakers preseason game until I texted in something about seeing Matthew Dellavedova there. And then Cappy, it was more for Lindsay because it was a
Deli.
Cleveland. Yeah, we do the Cleveland bingo thing still when we're not here. And Cappy answered, I don't even know why I'm watching this thing. And I was like, oh, you're watching preseason basketball.
Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed to tell everybody that
I almost
night,
called Rachel to tell her to just, you know, get it on with you last night just because of that. Just because, well, you were watching preseason basketball.
I mean, look, I got done with Monday Night Football last night. And then I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Lakers are playing the Kings in preseason basketball game one. Now, hold on. I've got a rule about all preseason.
Uh-oh.
I don't watch spring training. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the NFL's preseason. Mm-hmm. The last thing I'm going to do is watch the Lakers preseason game freaking one.
Right.
But for some reason last night, like an addict who just couldn't stay away, I decided to tune in. And it's even worse, George. This is even worse. Last night's game, the Lakers and the Kings, which was a complete blowout. I don't even know why I was still watching, like, in midway through the third quarter. I watched that mofo again today.
I love it.
I watched it again today on Spectrum Sportsnet.
No, you didn't.
What have you done to me?
We've made you an honest man. Now, you didn't stay for the best part, which is always the best part, no matter what happens, win or loss, on Spectrum Sportsnet. Is the post-game show. You know how much I love Geeter and Allie and Big Game James, and Derek Fisher was on there yesterday. And
D-Fish, shout out.
Robert Ory's on there. You know I love that. And I love those guys and their commentary, and ladies, of course, Allie. And you know, Trudell's on there. Everybody's a Bresnahan. They're all on there. They're all great. But you know I love those player interviews after the game and the coaches. Mm-hmm. You know I love that stuff.
Yeah, shout out to Anthony Davis and his fro. Looking fresh, bro.
And yesterday, now, I like to occasionally, like, play what I call LeBron decoder. Mm-hmm. You know, where I decode LeBron because I speak LeBron. There you go. There. So I'm like, man. I want to see what LeBron has to say about this preseason game one. It's season 20. Like, I'm curious. So, now, what do we have the audio, how I asked for it, Lynn?
Yes. So, okay. I did the first two questions, like you said. Murder.
Right. And then the third question about, okay.
Correct.
Right, right.
I shortened them a little bit, so you'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
It's all one
so
clip.
So, basically,
you know.
Here's my theory, Cappy. When I watched LeBron in the post game, you know, first couple questions he's being asked, he's in a great jovial mood. He's, like, playful with the reporter, blah, blah, blah. And then question three, I believe. And so we'll play like a short snippet of that just so you can get it for context. And then question three gets asked about the dynamic between him, Russ, and AD. Mm-hmm. And LeBron went from jovial, playful to very serious, very cliche, and just a very like kind of low tone when talking about that. Almost like he's like, oh, got to make sure I don't say anything that puts anything, you know, anything in jeopardy. Whether Russ has to stay here or Russ has to leave. And I think it was brilliant by him, by the way, that this was the tone he took. But I want you to hear the stark contrast, because maybe I'm crazy.
You're leading the witness, to be sure.
Okay, but maybe I'm crazy, but I want you to hear, I want to know if you heard or you hear what I heard, okay? All right. So play it, Linz and Laura.
LeBron, AD had a double-double in 16 minutes tonight. What did you think of his game?
I thought it was great. You know, he's... You know, I think we've all been waiting for the opportunity just to go against somebody else. We've been beating each other up for a week. But
how do you feel out there tonight?
For me, it's all about just getting in a rhythm and getting my conditioning in. You know, I use these games as opportunities.
Is there anything going more smoothly in year two with UAD and Russ on the court together?
Well, like I told you guys in media day, it's all about time. You know, the more time and the more minutes we can log on the floor, the more and more comfortable we can become. So, you know, like I said, last year, 23 games is not enough to even see what we're capable of. So, you know, hopefully we can surpass that this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that those sound bites don't necessarily even do it justice because you watch, when you're watching Spectrum Sports, you're watching the body language too. Mm-hmm. And, but did you sense anything a little more business-like in the last answer than the previous answers?
I could hear what you're getting at, which is, hey, AD, double-double? Hey, looking good. Oh, yeah. Happy about that. How about you? Oh, I'm just getting my conditioning. You know, I'm just kind of getting a little workout in here, you know? What about you and AD and Russ? Oh, you brought up Russ, huh? Okay.
And then for what it's worth, the last one, which I probably should have clipped, he asked him after that. He went back to like, jokey, pal.
Right.
Ha-ha.
Oh, yeah. Play the one right after.
I don't have that one.
Oh, you don't?
No, because
Somebody asked him. Oh, it was Brad Turner yeah. asked him about going 0-7 in the game. And he's like, you ever been 0-4? You know, whatever. And he's like, and he's LeBron. Like, then LeBron started laughing. Yeah. No, I've never gone 0-4. Like, I've started games worse than 0-7 is what he said. But he was laughing, right. Immediately went back into jovial, like happy mode.
I like how LeBron was rocking his sunglasses after the game, like in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like as if the lights were so bright in here. Well, I am right now.
You would do
if you're watching YouTube right now, I just put my sunglasses on. Because like LeBron, sometimes I just want to rock my sunglasses inside. You know, just the way I feel. And that was LeBron last night. Put on his sunglasses like, oh, wait, you want to talk to me about Russ? Oh, okay. Yeah, like I told you guys, you know, 23 games, not really enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll get to 23 games this year, but we'll see.
It got icy, too, later in that interview session when they asked him about Kareem.
Oh, yeah. Real icy.
Do we have that, Linz?
Of course.
Yeah, let me hear that because he was asked about, hey, you're approaching the all-time scoring record, blah, 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 which should happen around February if he plays, you know, about 75, 80% of his games. And it was, like, quick and to the point.
LeBron, with you having a chance to get the all-time scoring record this year, do you have any thoughts on Kareem? And also, if you have a relationship with him?
No. No thoughts. And no relationship.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Dude.
Ended that real quick right there.
Somebody should tell LeBron that, you know, it's the high holy days. Rosh Hashanah tonight. We're going to get into Yom Kippur. I mean, you can forgive. It's okay, man. It's all right. I mean, whatever really upset you, you know, in the bubble that Kareem said about you. Come on, dude. I mean, let's just get over that. Nah, man. You talk about grudge holding. You talked about that during Super Crosstalk.
Come on, we just did a whole Super Crosstalk of all of us holding grudges.
Right, right.
So you can't criticize him for it.
No, LeBron's holding a grudge against, you know, against Kareem. Come on, the cap.
I get it, man. But, you know.
Come on, LeBron. Let's get over that.
I mean, Shaq and Kobe, I mean, literally had beef and they were in the same locker room together.
Right, but they got over it.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I hope they get over it. But it's like, if you wondered if it was icy, no, it is. Like, clearly, that statement says that.
Oh, big time. No, I have no thoughts. And no, to be clear, we have no relationship.
Yeah.
And we ain't going to have a relationship.
No, he didn't say any of that. You added a whole lot of extra.
Yeah, but that's what
Laura,
he meant.
Did I miss that? Like, no. Didn't Cappy just add like a whole lot of extra?
Maybe we chopped that's it before we got to that part, maybe.
Yeah.
That's him, though.
He literally said, no thought. And no relationship. And you added a we, a he, an us, and,
yeah, but,
and
but wait,
all sorts of stuff.
And wait, I hate
you,
him.
You said you speak LeBron, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you speak LeBron, then you know what he said.
I know what he said. It's like, nah, that's it. No relationship, no thoughts, no relationship. I don't know that dude. Move on. That's what he said. Not all the stuff you were saying.
Well, like, put it this way. If somebody would have said to him, well, do you think maybe you guys will ever patch things up? He'd be like, no, man, for real. Like, it ain't happening.
Well, I don't know if he'd say that either.
I was going to say, is there really anything that needs to be patched up if there was never a relationship to
begin
with?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. I mean, I think that, you know, most of the time, you know, young fellas, and even though LeBron's 37 going on 38, he's got to look up to Kareem and go, you know, I'm a young fella compared to him. I respect what he meant to this game.
It doesn't mean he doesn't respect what he meant to his game. He just doesn't have a relationship with him, and he doesn't have any thoughts on passing the record yet that he hasn't broken.
Yeah, and you know why? Because he's mad at Kareem. That's why.
Well, there's that, yeah. For sure.
That's why. That's but why we got no relationship.
You and what was that guy?
Jack McKinley.
Tack McKinley.
No, Tack McKinley needs to check himself.
Yeah, he needs to check.
Jack Evans is the guy I
Jack
got no
Evans.
Relationship
yes,
with ever
exactly.
again.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Dead to me. Dead. I tell you.
There you go. So Kareem is his Jack Evans.
I guess so.
There you have it.
Shame. That's too bad.
I'm sure Jack Evans feels good about being in the same category as Kareem for a second.
Yeah, he'll get a call today. Somebody will hit him up. Did you hear Kaplan today talking about you?
Yeah.
said he wouldn't pee on you if you were on fire.
You stole my line, but I know, but you executed it so well.
It was a great line.
You did. You executed it so
well. Great line. Loved that line. I really did. Such a great line.
Sam Amick is going to join us. Speaking of great lines, he's got a ton of them in The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And he's got a story about this Russ thing and how it's not over and it's still very much in play. And all the stuff that happened during the offseason, he's got the diary on it. So we're going to join, or Sam's going to join us, and we're going to ask him questions about it. And feel free, Cappy, to be as inquisitive as you'd like to Sam.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
But don't go extra, okay? And all don't right. go Jim Rome on him either.
Well, we'll see if Sam is phenomenal or not. We will see. I said, somebody said to me on Twitter, Cap, you just went all Rome. I said, this show is what would happen if Jim Rome and Dan Le Batard ever decided to do a show together. That would be Sedano and Cap.
Now, you are going extra crema on the tacos today on National Taco Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank extra you to El Cholo for bringing our food today. Yes, thank you for that. All right, Sam Amick, what you need to know coming up next.